I decided to keep this podcast short and to the point. And usually when I make podcasts about mindset and shifting your beliefs, people are like, I don't really want to do that. It's not that important. We tend to think it's more about the treatment and learning how to do the treatment. And that's everything that's involved. But the way you think about things and the way you approach things can really mess with you. And having these limiting beliefs and this mindset of being stuck in a scarcity mindset and thinking the clients you have are the only ones that you're ever going to have allows you to get stuck in this trap that I call the commodity trap, where you're basically being judged based off price. The client tells you what to do and you're having to work lousy hours. So in this podcast, I want to change your perspectives a little bit with a real short hitter about the idea that your clients need you more than you ever need them. I hope you enjoy the show. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Revolution podcast, where we teach massage therapists a new treatment system that focuses on working smarter, not harder, allowing them to cut their treatment times by 50% so they can stay healthy and help more people get out of pain. Dr. Matt Maggio here. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show. I'm trying to keep this one short. I got a busy week in the clinic, but wanted to make sure I still got a podcast out there. Mindset shift. You know, whenever I make podcasts about mindset or limiting beliefs, they don't get as many downloads, but they really are the most important thing and really the thing that's holding you back the most from getting the practice, the life, the business, the credibility, the overall just better aspect of your life that you want. You know, I've made a podcast before where I talked about there's three skills to becoming successful. You know, it's skills, traits, and beliefs. And so many of us think it's just about the skills. You know, if I continue to take more and more seminars, if I go and travel all over the place, I'm going to be better. But a lot of times you're pretty good. You just don't know you are and you don't have that belief and you take a backseat to other inferior practitioners like physical therapists and chiropractors that aren't really doing much of anything, yet your mindset is keeping you from where you need to go. So what I want to talk about this week was switching your perspective to the idea that your clients need you more than you need them. Let's be honest here. Times are tough. Yeah. If you haven't looked outside at what's going on in the world, times are tough. And I do believe they're going to get a little rougher here for the next couple of years. The economy shit, inflation is up. There's uncertainty across the board. And when this happens, it leads to so much fear and scarcity thinking. I've talked about this before, and I used to really think this was a bunch of hocus pocus and just bullshit, but I've seen it myself when I changed my perspective and mindset around it. The idea versus scarcity versus abundance mindset. We tend to think more in that scarcity mindset. We think that wherever we are, wherever we live, the current clients we have are the only people that we're ever going to get. And the idea of getting newer clients, better clients, more respectful clients just doesn't seem like something to us. So we get into the scarcity mindset and we have to protect what we have. We get scared. We go into a shell. We don't want to grow. We don't want to get our information out there about how we can help. And we really just kind of get stuck going through the motions, seeing the same clients, not getting the results we want and being stuck. We get stuck in that scarcity mindset instead of understanding that there are a lot of people out there that do need your help. They just don't know you exist and they'd be more than willing to do it in a quicker, more efficient way. You don't have to spend an hour with someone. You don't have to spend an hour and a half. You don't have to spend 2 hours. You can spend 15 or 20 minutes with them and get them real honest results and have them pay accordingly for what you do because you're providing so much value. That's when we get in the idea of like the service versus the solutions provider. The world needs more solutions. I'm going to continue to say that till my days are done on this earth. We need more people solving problems, not providing as much service. Here's something you have to understand. Just because someone gives you money doesn't mean they can treat you like shit. And we get stuck in this mentality, especially if we're in that service-based mentality. And I feel like massage therapist has been, you know, pigeonholed into that, like providing a service for somebody. And the client kind of gets to treat you like shit. Not all the clients, but there's a decent amount. You know, they cancel appointments last minute. They tell you what and where to treat. They cause a lot of issues. And when this happens, you get stuck in what's called a commodity trap. And you don't want to be a commodity. When you are a commodity, you're stuck in three aspects. Number one is on price. You know, the idea, man, I lost my train of thought there. Just the idea that, you know, price. People shop you based on price. And a lot of times people go to the cheapest one offered because in their world, the cheapest solution is the solution. But the problem with the cheap solution is it's never going to be able to solve your problem. The question I always want to ask, and I made a podcast about this a few months back, you have a true client. When, if you doubled your prices, would they still come? Think about that. If you went in tomorrow and you went to all your clients and you said, you know what, I'm going to be doubling my prices starting tomorrow, how many of them do you think would actually stick? Think about that and just do that exercise in your head. Number two, when you're stuck in the commodity trap, they tell you what to do. They tell you where to treat, how to treat, what to treat. That sucks. You know, it used to happen to me early in my career. You know, someone would come in and be like, hey, I just watched this video on Instagram and this guy said it was this area and I need you to treat there and this is what hurts, you know. Well, my shoulder hurts here, but why are you treating my neck? And they really start to question everything across the board. They don't respect you as a healthcare practitioner, I always say. I always laugh when that happens and when a client tells me what to do or where to treat. They're like, I'm going to need you to do this here. And I go, oh, where did you get your advanced medical training? And I just kind of smile. And usually they smile back because they know they're kind of being a prick. Number three of the commodity trap, you're stuck working lousy hours. Are you working nights? You working weekends? Yeah, you might be like, well, that's just when I want to work. It doesn't matter. If you have an amazing product that no one else around you is offering, solving solutions, you can work with the hell ever you want. In my own clinics, I work Monday through Thursday, and I don't start Mondays until at least 3 o'clock, and I'm done on Thursdays by 10 a.m. Have a 4-day weekend every weekend. I'm booked to the max, and that's not me bragging. It's just because I have something of value, and I'm not stuck in the commodity. I'm very expensive. The clients don't tell me what to do. They pay for their treatments up front, and you can get there too. And don't just say to yourself, well, it works for you because you're a doctor. No, this happens with other massage therapists that I've worked and trained and mentored. You can do it as well. That comes back to those limiting beliefs and changing your mindset around it. So what to do? Have a real talk and an audit with yourself. Number one, ask yourself, are you solving a specific problem? Once again, are you solving a specific problem? The world needs more problem solvers, and that's what's going to thrive in this period of chaos and uncertainty going forward. Number two, are you as good as you can be? Like, seriously, are you as good as you can be? Are you the best of the best? You know, we tend to think, well, I'm booked up, so I'm good. No, you can be so much better. And understanding, being humble and understanding that you can learn more each and every day and attack each day with enthusiasm and a rigor to be the best. And number three, are you just really obsessed with being great? Like genuinely obsessed? You get up, do you eat, breathe, and live this shit day in and day out to be the best? Or are you really just kind of going through the motions? Answer those questions for yourself and be completely honest. Because at the end of the day, the only way to survive all this, to thrive, is to become undeniable. And what does undeniable mean? That when somebody has a problem in your area, you are the go-to person to see. You might even have people that fly in from different states or different countries because you're so fucking good that it doesn't matter that you're just a massage therapist or you're just this person. You are a problem solver because you're unfucking deniable. When this happens and you invest in your skills, you invest in your communication, you invest in your marketing, you invest in your sales, you invest in being the goddamn best at what you do, you get this stuff called confidence. And when you get confidence, you get conviction. And conviction is what truly sells. When you can look somebody dead in the eye that's been through the ringer, they've seen a million different practitioners, they're in pain, they don't know what to do, they're ready to give up, and you say, you know what, I can confidently help you, that is life-changing for that person. And it is something that will make you good to a different level that you would never ever think you can get to before. But that comes with time, commitment to excellence, and being so obsessed in what you do and being so good. Another thing, and lastly, this is most important, don't buy into the negativity. Don't. There's so many people out there that bitch and fucking complain about everything. Like, oh, woe is me. it's not fair. I have to get another job because, you know, the clients are cheap and they don't want to pay, blah, 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 blah. Fuck that. Those people are weak. They're being victims. Don't be a victim yourself. Don't buy into that stuff because it's not going to get you anywhere. And pay attention to what's going on, but don't let it be your everyday obsession about, oh my God, woe is me. The world is going to end. I'm going to run out of money. I'm not going to have a job anymore. Do things that can help you improve. And when you feel that anxiety, the number one thing to beat that is action all day long. Open up an anatomy book. Watch one of my videos. Practice. Just get better. Make that commitment each and every day. I said I wanted to keep this podcast short, but understand that whole scarcity abundance shit really does work. And understand that the current clients you have aren't the only people that need you. There's so many more out there, but you just don't have that unique skill, that unique thing that can really attract them to you. And if you can develop that and you can find that, you'll be amazed at where you can go, where that confidence will go, and where that conviction can go. So in closing, if you like the show, share it. Share it with someone else that might be struggling, that's kind of stuck in that fear mindset and scarcity mindset. Number two, if you haven't got the free training, go grab that. I just revamped that a lot of good information in there about critically thinking, being able to figure out what's wrong with your client, functional tests, palpations, even some treatment demonstrations, and even some communications with your clients to help you get to that next level of being a solutions provider. And lastly, my most important thing is commit to excellence on a daily basis. Don't just do it a couple days a week. Wake up. Piss excellence every single day, because it is one of the very few things that you can control in the hazard, in the chaos that is life. I appreciate you guys listening to the show, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, The Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.